From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. At least one person has died from tornadoes that crashed through central Arkansas late yesterday. More than 25 people have been hurt. Van Buren County has been worst hit. Sheriff's Deputy Randy Gurley says they're checking for more wreckage.
We've had extensive damage in the Scotland area. We've had some minor damage in the south part of the county with no injuries. And we had some damage up in the north part of the county, but no injuries there either. We had one house that was totally destroyed, but there was no one at home.
The National Weather Service says Arkansas will see more bad weather today, including the possibility of more tornadoes. The oil slick in the Gulf of Mexico is growing. The Coast Guard estimates well over 1.5 million barrels of oil have poured into the water since an oil drilling platform exploded and sank last week. Louisiana's governor has activated the National Guard to help deal with the spill. As NPR's Russell Lewis reports, hundreds of soldiers will go on duty this weekend.
Governor Bobby Jindal says the federal government okayed the request and agreed to provide enough money for 3 months of military duty for up to 6,000 Guard members. Jindal says the troops' skills are invaluable as the state struggles to contain the oil slick.
The National Guard could help provide security, medical capabilities, engineers, cleanup efforts, and communication support in response to this threat. After helping our state respond and recover from 4 storms in recent years, the Guard is especially ready to help us respond to this particular oil spill.
600 guardsmen will be available this weekend. The Pentagon says the government plans to hold energy company BP responsible for the costs of the entire deployment. Russell Lewis, NPR News, Hammond, Louisiana.
The oil is washing into sensitive Louisiana marshlands. Sarah Tegmeyer is an animal rescue worker who warns the oil sticks to the feathers of seabirds, putting them in danger.
It might change how often they're eating, and it changes their natural behaviors. Maybe they're a little bit harder to get away from predators. Maybe if they're a seabird, they're not as comfortable in the water, so they're getting out of the water more often.
The shrimp and oyster farming industries on the Gulf of Mexico are threatened. Oil is now expected to start washing ashore in Alabama, Mississippi, and Florida, fouling beaches and threatening the tourism industry. A sheriff's deputy in Arizona, shot by a group of men in the central desert, has been released from a hospital. The deputy encountered 5 men believed to be illegal immigrants. Federal and Arizona authorities are looking for the men, who were also believed to be smuggling marijuana. The Pinal County Sheriff's Office says the sheriff's deputy was on routine patrol when he confronted the men and was fired on. Thousands of people are gathering in downtown Athens to protest spending cuts proposed by the Greek government. Greece is facing an enormous debt crisis. Credit agencies rated that country's debt at junk status this week, meaning investors might not get their money back. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. New fishing rules go into effect today, fundamentally changing the way the Northeast fishing industry is managed. From member station WBUR in Boston, Monica Brady-Meyerhoff reports.
Fishermen in New England will be encouraged to join fishing cooperatives, which will be given catch quotas that are lower than in the past. These cooperatives will have more control over where and how they fish, but some fishermen say the new rules will put them out of business. Director of the Massachusetts Division of Marine Fisheries, Paul Diodoti, acknowledges the changes could hurt some fishermen.
It's going to curb the amount of income that fishermen have been accustomed to earning. We're probably looking at revenues, you know, throughout the region dropping to about $60 million as compared to over $100 million in the recent past.
The new rules are meant to end overfishing and let ground fish stocks rebuild. For NPR News, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov in Boston.
The federal government has closed 7 more banks this week. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation closed 3 institutions in Puerto Rico, 2 in Missouri, and 1 each in Michigan and Washington State. 64 banks have failed so far this year. FDIC Chairman Sheila Bair is in San Juan, Puerto Rico. She says the closed banks on the island held more than a fifth of that island's assets. 2 other banks stepped forward to buy some of them. Bair says Puerto Rico is still facing difficult economic times. Police in northwestern Pakistan say a bomb exploded in a crowded market today in the city of Mingora. At least 2 people died. Many people are hurt. Police officials say the device damaged many shops. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.